From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council held urgent talks Sunday about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo as Syrian and Russian jet planes bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the Syrian city. U.S., France, and Britain call the emergency session to pressure Moscow to control its ally Syria to end the attacks on the people trapped in Aleppo. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Instead of pursuing peace, Russia and Assad make war. Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
Syria's UN envoy Bashar al-Jafri vowed the Syrian government will recapture all of Aleppo, where the UN says 1.7 million people are in need of drinking water. The leader of the jihadist group Boko Haram, Abu Bakr Shekau, claims to have reappeared in a video posted on social media Sunday evening saying he is in good health and rejecting statements he has been seriously wounded. Greg Barton is a terrorism analyst at Australia's Deakin University.
Clearly, he's been clever at hiding his presence, and clearly he's at times used body doubles, and that's led to some of the confusion going back to 2009, 2013, 2014, 15 about reports of his death. So I suspect he's still alive.
Last month, Nigeria's Air Force said Shekau had been wounded in an operation that killed senior members of Boko Haram. Nigerian military has said on multiple occasions it has killed or seriously wounded Shekau. This is VOA News. A final peace agreement between Colombia's government and a national guerrilla movement is to be signed today, bringing to an end the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. A conflict began between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC, whose funding was primarily derived from the country's illicit cocaine industry, blamed for leaving dead more than 250,000 people and displacing at least 5 million. 16 heads of state and 24 foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to attend the ceremony. U.S. presidential candidates met separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday on the eve of their first presidential debate. The talks were private, but the campaigns for Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump each issued a statement describing their sessions. Clinton stressed the importance of a strong and secure Israel. Trump's campaign said he and Netanyahu discussed at length Israel's use of a fence to help secure its border, an example Trump frequently cites when he's talking about the wall he wants to build between the U.S. and Mexico. VOA will have live coverage of the debate beginning at 1 hour Universal Time on Tuesday. You can have full coverage at the VOA website, voanews.com. People were free to move about the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina early today, days after overnight crews meant to control protests over a deadly shooting. Videos released by Charlotte police show a deadly confrontation between police and 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott. Two videos from body cameras and dash cameras from police show officers confronting Scott were released days after calls by protesters to make the footage public. Superstar American golfer Arnold Palmer has died. Palmer was part of the Big Three of golf, along with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, who popularized the sport. Palmer spoke recently about their special relationship.
It was pretty tense. We were all good friends, and we wanted to beat each other. And that was certainly one of the great things about it. It was a relationship that is still going on, and I feel very fortunate to have Jack and Gary as friends. And of course, it's a three-way deal, and it's lasted a lot of years.
87-year-old Palmer, who died Sunday, was dead of heart complications. He was ranked one of the most important figures in golf history. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.